Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
All right, a little after 6, we're here on The Fan. I'm actually in the city today, so I'm in my old studio. First time I've been in the studio since early December. It's a rare visit here, so I'm in the studio that bears my name, which Joe and Evan use every day. So back in my old stomping ground, and we are awaiting the Hall of Fame vote. And obviously, there's no drama for Derek Jeter. There is obviously drama for Curt Schilling. There is obviously drama for Larry Walker. I, for one, won't vote for Larry Walker to get in. I would say no. It's going to be close. Why? 70 points higher at home than on the road. He's the product of the ballpark. I'm sorry. He is. Look at his numbers. They're overwhelmingly home. They're not close. They're overwhelming. He's 70 points in batting average. A 270 hitter on the road. A 348 lifetime hitter in Colorado. I'm sorry, that's too much. It's too much. It just makes too much of a difference. Schilling, I think absolutely. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he was a dominant. See, I like guys who were dominant in their era, where they were dominant players, and he was a dominant pitcher. He made a big difference. And, of course, for Jeter, and it's funny, as we see this day, and this is the last, you know, the last hurrah for Jeter. There's nothing left to win. There's no more hills to climb. There's no more awards to receive. This one comes years later. It's the one that everyone says means the most. I'm sure you won't get a lot of emotion out of Jeter. You never do because it's so expected. I mean, even he, you know, there's no drama for him even with the Hall of Fame because of his, you know, his career. But having been here and watched him break in, and having watched every big game, either in person, or I mean, most of them in the playoffs in person, that he ever played, having watched him over such a long period of time, it makes you realize just, you know, how quickly time goes. Because when you get to see, you know, I didn't see Mickey Mantle in his prime. I saw Mickey Mantle as a baby in, you know, 1961. I watched him in later years when he, I remember him obviously in 62. I remember him in 64 when he could still was a very, you know, talented player. I watched as he eroded after that for the 4 years, 65 to 68. I saw Bobby Mercer play his whole career. I saw Don Mattingly play his whole career. I watched Jeter and all that Yankee group play their whole careers. But as you watch the guy play and you watch him as the rookie and then you watch how the career takes shape, you know, his career took shape so quickly. He went from being a raw rookie to being something special and a leader so quickly. And he was so mature, but, you know, in terms of performance and in terms of his ability to handle himself so mature beyond his years. You know, there was no learning curve for him in that stuff. He took the things so quickly and he got it from the beginning. He always knew how to handle himself. He always knew how to handle the media. He always knew what was proper, what was right, what the right thing to do in the right spot. We've seen very few careers like that. You know, there were so few missteps. Really, there were, in big terms, there were none. I mean, and I know sometimes it's hard to put his career into some perspective because he never won an MVP. He was never the most dominant player because he was not you know, he was not a five-tool superstar like we know them, because he was not a power hitter. He, in essence, was a leadoff hitter. He was a top-of-the-lineup hitter. He wasn't the best defensive shortstop. There was always somebody who was a little better. He wasn't the best hitter. There was always somebody a little better. But when you put the combination together, there was such a incredible efficiency to performance, and there was also such a clutch. And he's a guy who lifted his game. Most guys don't even play to their own level in the postseason. He not only played to his own level, he lifted his game in the postseason year after year, and he lived in the postseason. He was on the right team. See, his performance and the nuances of it, the little things that mattered, that he did, that wouldn't have mattered on a team that didn't win. So he was in the right city, he was with the right team, and he was the right player for that time. And he had the career that I compare him to in a lot of ways is, to me, he was a lot like Magic Johnson. There were flaws to the game just like there was the Magic's. But when you added it all up, there was a leadership and there was a specialty to the game that was in many ways flawless. And they won a lot. And that was a big part of it. And, you know, there were always other guys, but he had a special place and he was clearly the quintessential leader. And that makes a big difference. It really does. And now he will get his last accolade. And I'm sure, knowing how his career has gone, would you expect anything but Jeter to wind up with 100%? I wouldn't. I mean, not that I care, because I don't. I mean, to me, who cares if he got 97, 98, or 99%? I mean, somebody will care. But, I mean, really, does it matter? It doesn't take away from who he is. It just takes away from some voter who was just, you know, wanting to make a splash. Because how would you, in good conscience, not vote him to the Hall of Fame? It makes no sense. But, hey, somebody didn't vote for Willie Mays. Somebody didn't vote for Mickey Mantle. Somebody decided, I don't put anybody on a first ballot. Well, who cares? The bottom line is, there's no issue here. None. The more fascinating thing is, who else gets in, if anybody does? Does Walker squeak through? Does Schilling get in? And we know none of the steroid guys are going to break the barrier. That's not happening. Will that eventually happen? No, I don't think so. I think what will happen first is that there will be a guy in the Hall of Fame who we will learn, without any doubt, that he was a steroid guy, and we didn't know it officially, and then we're going to find out that he is, and it's going to ruin that whole idea of keeping it pristine, and then you have to let him all in. It's going to eventually happen, because I think it's probably already happened. I don't know that it's happened, but I wouldn't be surprised if it has. And it's going to happen, and that's going to change it. That's the only way it changes. Do I think there'll be a change of heart and all of a sudden they'll vote these guys in? No, because let's be honest. If you're not going to take Barry Bonds, even ahead of A-Rod, even ahead of Clemens, even ahead of Manny Ramirez, if you're not going to take Barry Bonds, who played baseball, if you look at his career, at a level that only Babe Ruth ever approached, how could he not be in the Hall of Fame? He so dominated the game, we have never seen anybody ever dominate the game like he dominated it. So if we're not going to put him in the Hall of Fame, then we're not putting anybody in the Hall of Fame. So then nobody's getting in when it comes to that, because if he doesn't go first, it doesn't make any sense. That's how dominant the level of performance was. All right, when we come back, we'll have your answers. All right, we're back, and you can get the app for free at radio.com, and it will be a place that you will find has pretty much everything that you're looking for. So, and you can find me there every day at radio.com. So look at us for all different stuff, including the 5-minute morning and all the different stuff. So, and then at 5 o'clock, and then on the Fan at 6 o'clock, so you can get us every day at radio.com. We're waiting for the, you know, non-dramatic moment with Derek Jeter. They draw this out now unbelievably. So we'll give it to you as it happens. Larry Walker, Curt Schilling, and Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter is getting in. The question is he going to go in alone, or will he go in with Larry Walker? Will he go in with Curt Schilling? Larry Walker is in. I don't agree. I don't want to rain on his parade. His credentials are there. 313 hitter, three batting titles, 384 home runs, etc. But the splits between home and away were so enormous. 70 points just in batting average. Stalk in home runs and RBIs. The Coors Field guys getting in is a little much. I'm sure that Helton's very happy to see that as a for the future, but I'd have a problem. I think Larry Walker's a really good player. Hall of Famer? Almost traded one's head up for Bernie Williams. You know, that trade almost happened. Came very close to a head-up trade for Bernie Williams, Larry Walker. So, to me, I know I'm a hard marker. I admit it. He'd be on the negative side for me. I would not have put Larry Walker in, but congratulations to Larry Walker. He gets in. And the question is, will he be joined by, well, we know he's joined by Derek Jeter. The only question for Derek Jeter is, did he get a perfect score? Jeter joins Larry Walker in the Hall of Fame. We'll get the scoring in a minute. Get the voting and see if he got 100% of the votes. That's the only issue with Jeter. Is he at 98, 99, 100? He's going to be probably over 99%. We'll see if he's at 100. That's the only thing that matters. Here we go. Larry Walker just got in. He got in by 6 votes. You need 75%. He got 76.6. So Larry Walker squeaks in. 76.6 will have whether Jeter got in. And I guess that's it, right? No one else got in? Is that it? Just the two? So Curt Schilling, what did he get? Do we know what? See, I would have put Curt Schilling in. So only Derek Jeter and Larry Walker have been elected. Larry Walker was elected at 76.6. He got in by 6 votes. I don't know how many Schilling got. We'll have to wait and see. We'll get the voting in a minute. We'll also get whether Jeter got 100%. But I personally would not have put Walker in. And this is not any, you know, I'm just trying to be honest here. I think the big problem for him is home away. We know what an advantage it is offensively to play in Coors Field. When you hit 348 lifetime in Coors Field and 313 for your career, 270 on the road, and you have splits that are also equally heavy to home for home runs and RBIs, I have a problem with that. I don't think park should be that enormous of a difference. I think that takes away. I think it detracts. So, but he did get in. He got in at 76.6. He squeaked his way in by 6 votes. So Larry Walker got in. I'm waiting to see just 2 things. Number one, did Jeter get 100% of the votes? Because I know some of you care about that. I know that's important to you, that he gets 100% of the vote. Schilling got 70%. So how many votes does that come down to? Jeter got 90. He was one short. He got 99.7 to Mariano's 100. He got 396 of 397. There's always one fool out there who wants to be different. I mean, you know. Now, you know why? This guy, nobody should call him, because all this guy wants is somebody to call him. What this guy decided is, I'm going to be the guy who's going to get national attention now. I'm going to have guys calling from my ballot. I'm going to have guys calling me names, but I'm going to get to do a million interviews. I'm going to get to go on Baseball Network. I'm going to get to go on all the shows and try to explain to you why I didn't put Derek Jeter in the first year. I mean, just don't even bother. Don't even go look for the guy. He's not worth your trouble, okay? I mean, and Schilling was 20. So Walker got in by 6 votes. to hit 76.6. Schilling was 20 votes shy of getting in. Now, Schilling doesn't have a lot of friends. Okay, and I think that hurts him. But to me, when I'm looking at it, I want the guy. See, I don't look at, some people look at compiling as a positive. I look at compiling as a negative. Because I think you're supposed to be above compiling when it comes to the Hall of Fame. I think you're supposed to dominate. I think the Hall of Fame is for the guys who are no-brainers, who their performance is top. Schilling left a mark on the sport. He dominated the sport. He dominated big games. He was a great big game pitcher. I want to give that. I care more about the guy who wins that game than who pitched a 1-0 shutout against a second division team in August on some Thursday night. I don't care about that game. I care about the bloody sock. I care about the games he won in big spots. I care about him, you know, performing the way we watched him do in the postseason. He was a dominant, dominant guy. All right, here's what we have. G to 396, 99.7. We already said one fool left him off. Don't go looking for the fool. Larry Walker got 304 votes. That's 76.6. He got in by six. This was his last year, Larry. That was it. He was gone with the wind after this year, so he got in. Schilling, who has 2 years left to get in, got 70% of the votes. 278. Needed 20 more votes to get in. Roger Clemens was next, 61%. Barry Bonds, 60%. Was that up from last year? Was that even from last year? Can you guys tell me, are they gaining in traction? Are they losing? Where are they? Are they the same? Clemens and Bonds, who, let's be honest, are both Hall of Famers. If there's a Hall of Fame, they both belong. Yes, they both abuse steroids, but these guys were so good. Steroids didn't put them. Did steroids help them? Absolutely. Did steroids take them to a different level? Yeah, but these guys weren't just Hall of Famers. These guys were immortal players. They're two of the best players of all time. First time over 60. As you can see, nobody wants to get involved with Manny Ramirez, who got 28% of the vote. Now listen. Manny Ramirez should get zero, or he should get, you know, 80% of the vote, because Manny Ramirez is, I mean, is he a guy who abused it? Absolutely. Is he a Hall of Famer? Yes. Is he an all-time great? Yes. I mean, you got a bunch of guys like that, you know, and you got to figure out what to do with them. And that's something that's a real black eye for baseball. It's a black eye for baseball's history. Not to know what to do with Clemens, with Bonds, with A-Rod, with Manny, with Sammy, with McGuire, and with all the other steroid guys who have come down the pike. There's a bunch of them that belong in the Hall of Fame, as we know. They're Hall of Famers. If you're looking for the guys who registered votes this year, somebody actually voted for J.J. Putz. He got a vote. Maybe he got the vote he didn't get. Raul Ibanez got a vote. That was because of the home run he hit at Yankee Stadium. That was it. He got it for that one home run. He got a vote. Okay. Cliff Lee got 2 votes. Eric Chavez got 2 votes. There's a guy who's a Hall of Fame, Eric Chavez. Paul Konerko got 10 votes, all from the Konerko family. Jason Giambi, who I think has a connection to the show or has through the years, has got 6 votes. I've heard his name once or twice on this program. Got 6 votes. Might as well let me mention it once in a while. He got 6 votes. Bobby Abreu got 22. Andy got 45 and 11% of the vote. Andrew Jones, who is not a Hall of Famer. Jeff Kent, who I think was a really good player, but a cut below a Hall of Famer. Scott Rolen. Omar Vizquel. And then Bonds and Clemens broke 60% for the first time ever, but 60% is still a long way from getting in. They need another 60 votes to get in apiece. So they are on the outside looking in. So congratulations to the captain. He gets 99.7. Somebody will look at that tomorrow as a negative, okay? Just to show you how silly things are. That Mariano got 100 and Gita got 99.7, and that's a slight. Yeah. Nowhere in this world is getting 99.7% of the vote and get into the Hall of Fame a slight, okay? I mean, come on. And Larry Walker will join him so that he's not in alone among the, you know, the regular entrants. So Larry Walker gets in at 76.6. And Schilling doesn't make it by 20 votes. And again, Schilling's, you know, mouth, some of his views could easily have cost him 20 votes. Hey, I think Schilling is a Hall of Famer. I really do. Of that group, I think he's a Hall of Famer. Now, again, I'm not counting the guys who are automatics, like Bonds and Clemens and guys like that, who, and Manny Ramirez, who, you know, we know if they're not tinged by steroids, they're in on the first ballot, all of them. They're all-time greats. All-time greats. Legendary figures. And somehow, some way, that will all change one day. Baseball's got a lot of mess. It's got a lot of gaps in its history right now. And it probably hasn't had this bad an offseason in a long time, because look at what's gone on in the last couple of weeks. Not only what went on with the sign-stealing scandal, look at the shots that La Russa have taken. Look at the shots that Trout took. I mean, look at some of the stuff that's gone on this week. Some of the innuendo. You know, rumors about 8 teams being involved. No one knows if that's true or not true. I mean, who knows? And I've seen people criticizing the commissioner about how he's handled this thing. Here's one thing about criticizing the commissioner about all this stuff. Unless you know exactly what the commissioner knows, it's really hard to criticize him here about the way he's handled this, because we don't know exactly what he knows. There's a lot of information we don't know about all this stuff. We don't have all the information about this sign-stealing stuff. We don't know how close other teams were or whether other teams were involved. There's been all kinds of rumors that there were, so we don't even know that. All we know is there's some guys who bit the dust because of it. That's what we know. But today is a day that Ajita earned, and rightfully so, earns a chance to basically step into the summer sun one more time and have it really just allow him to bask in the glory of it, which he has earned with that career that he put forth. So he has another big day coming to him in Canton, one he richly deserves, the grand stage, joining the other Yankee immortals in the Hall of Fame as a first ballot Hall of Famer. I know you guys are going to now feverishly go look and run, and the search has begun for that one guy who, how dare he, leaves Jeter off the ballot. You know what I would say? Find something better to do with your time. We'll see you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.